This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A New York Times survey of 270 U.S. colleges and universities has uncovered 6,600 COVID-19 infections among students and staff and 14 coronavirus-related deaths. Hundreds of the nearly 1,000 schools the newspaper contacted did not reply to the questions. The statistics do not include numbers for the fall semester. It has already started at some schools. The Times said for these reasons, the estimate is almost certainly an undercount. American educators are cobbling together a hodgepodge of plans on how best to protect students and staff from the virus. Some have taken all classes online, while others have a mixture of online and in-class learning. Meanwhile, lawmakers for the Navajo Nation, an American Indian group hit hard by the pandemic, have approved nearly $651 million in spending to fight COVID-19. The funds came from more than $714 million the tribe had received as part of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. About 175,000 people live on the reservation that spreads across parts of the U.S. states of New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah. About one-third of the homes lack even running water. As of Friday, the tribe reported more than 9,000 people infected, and at least 456 Navajo citizens have died so far of COVID-19. China sent seven Chinese health officials on the first of a 60-member team to Hong Kong on Sunday to begin widespread COVID-19 testing in the territory. Hong Kong's new infections have been in the triple digits for the past 11 days. Australia's state of Victoria has experienced a recent surge in cases, resulting in the imposition of new lockdown restrictions in Melbourne. So far, worldwide, nearly 18 million people.